Every morning I get up, I place my feet on the floor and say, today is gonna be a good day. It's my belief system that I have convinced myself. And a powerful tool that I use is I look in the mirror and I look straight in my eyes. And I repeat it one more time. And I tell myself, today is gonna be a good day. How many times have you been in conversations and not looked somebody in the eyes? Worse, you weren't present. Maybe you were distracted by your phone, by your thoughts. Not appreciating the now and being present, we are missing that experience to be connected. So what I have learned and changed is to slow down and spend some time before I start my day to recharge and to tell myself, taking command, taking authority, and dictating of what is gonna come. A lot of times people do not plan their day, they don't plan their week, their month, and just go on living. That's something that I used to do, and I found myself getting stuck in the regrets of the past, and I either found myself thinking of the past or the future, and in my relationships, I was not being present. Many times I would go to events or functions, and looking back, because I love to take pictures, I love to remember to log, I use Facebook to remind me where I was, certain places with certain people, and what was my state of mind. And I like to reflect, what is my growth, what is my thought process, how am I thinking now, what is my relationship with that person, is it still ongoing? That is my goal, is to focus on always growing. And growth will happen if every day it's an excitement of what is in store. And again, to be flexible, things are not always going to go your way, but at least you're shooting. It's like playing a dart game. You have an arrow and you throw the arrow, and your goal is to get it right in the center, in the middle of the heart. So what is your goal for today? Make your life simple. Set reasonable goals that are obtainable. From within, my goal is to be kind to others. And times that I'm not, I know that I'm dealing with inner stress and I just need to take some time off, take a deep breath, regroup, and then move on. So, remember, today is a now, and now is where we have power to be present in our thoughts and let it reflect in our speech.